Hey guys, thank you for joining us. I want to tell you about Duty. Duty is this larger than life character. His father happens to be the Emperor of Uranus, and his guardian is the general of Uranus's army. Imagine growing up as a kid with the burden of having to live up to those standards. So this is why he's on this journey to Earth. He takes on this mission that's way over his head, but he won't admit defeat, right? He compensates with his bravado and his intellect. So he crash lands on Earth, and now he has to survive Earth's simple creatures, eventually getting into a house where there's a father and son and a dog named Kermit, a Chihuahua, who believes that Duty is a talking jalapeno. That's where the real adventure begins. So I hope that you're able to pledge today and embark on this amazing journey. You're gonna love it, you're gonna laugh, you're gonna have fun, and the family will all embrace Duty. I hope that you do too.
Yo, what's up?
Yo.
What's going on tonight on Trees?
It's the final push.
The final countdown.
That's it. It's the final countdown. We're getting ready to do the final countdown. Where were we at? We're at 83 backers right now.
83.
Will we get to 100 before the show ends? Find out.
I don't know. Let's just do it.
Show for independence all around, giving you a platform to spread your word all over town. Cast the Craze is the place to promote to your fans with the dream of Medina and Sam the Crazy Man. Subscribe to our show and never miss an episode. It's time to get your match, listen to us on the go. Updated every week, we never miss a day. Join the squad, come on in, it's time to cast the Craze. If you are an independent,
cast the Craze!
Making moves on your own,
cast the Craze!
On your grind in the streets,
cast the Craze!
Join the movement,
cast the Craze!
Yeah, George, we did it again. Come on now. Now you want to do it. Catch the Craze. Welcome to Catch the Craze Podcast. I'm your host with the most, Sam the Crazy Man, Vera, and I am with
George the Dreamer, Medina. What's happening, everyone? Welcome to another exciting episode of Catch the Craze. We are live tonight because this is the final countdown, the final push to 100.
Final countdown.
This is it. This is it. 21 days of duty, and this is day 21. Now, it is 7 p.m. in the East Coast. From what Sam tells me, this thing ends at 10 p.m. my time, right? So that's 9 p.m. Central. And you have one final show tonight. You've been on a bunch of shows.
Been on a bunch of shows, yes.
You have one final show tonight. But before we continue, let me just stop right now and say, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the channel. Okay, yes. Like, comment. Make sure you do all those things because we're on the road to not just 100 backers tonight, but we're on the road to 1,000 subscribers overall for our channel. We're over 500 right now, so we're more than halfway there. So yeah. Help us get there. Help us get there. But yeah, so tonight, it's a special night. Sam's been, you know, doing his thing. The Kickstarter, it's campaign season. It's like every day is campaign season. But
every day.
He's been out there for 21 days hustling. He was abducted. He was in an alien ship. He's back home now.
Oh, dude. You see him still peeping? He's watching me from behind the screen?
Still watching you?
Damn. Watching. I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Nice. Oh, man. Yeah, so we're here. We're here tonight to talk a little bit about, obviously, the Kickstarter, being that it's almost at the end of it all. And, you know, Sam, do you have any do's and don'ts, any things you've learned, any things that you maybe you were like, you know what, I should have done that, I should have done this, any regret? What? How are you feeling right now? How are you feeling right now with this thing almost coming to an end?
Like I'm about to crash. I see the shore coming, mm-hmm, and I lost my life jacket.
Oh,
and I'm about to crash on shore. That's how I feel. It's like I was out to sea. I had a plan. I had a boat, And then next year, no, we hit rough waters. And next year, no, I was off the boat and trying to survive, not getting eaten by sharks. It was rough. But no, yeah, there's a lot of learnings from this camp. See, there's no perfect science. What I've learned is everyone's going to give you their opinion on what you should do, right? And what I believe is, what's up, ASAP in the house?
Oh, what up, my man?
Yay!
Thank you.
That's terrible.
So a lot of the advice that people give you with regards to Kickstarters are for people who they fail to understand that most of that advice pertains to people who have a foundation already, who have an email list of over 100 people, who've built a following. So you'll hear a lot of different things like only post, twice or three times a week. Don't post every day. Don't have your title in your thumbnail. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do this. So what I learned is there is no perfect science. But when you're an independent and you don't have that fan base, you have to do the opposite of what they're telling you, right? So you have to post every day because you don't have that email distribution list of hundreds of people. You don't have that following that the other people who when they can just launch a campaign and they got hundreds of backers already. So when you don't have that, you will live and die on your own sword. And that's what, for me, that's why, I am in beast mode when I'm in campaign mode. That's why I post. I mean, I can tell you, I'm on Mayway, I'm on Getter, I'm on Reddit, I'm on Tumblr, I'm on TikTok, I'm on Twitch, I'm on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. It's any Pinterest, anywhere there is a platform, I want to expose you there. Why? Because I'm trying to build that foundation. So I think that was rule number one. Rule number two is, I learned also that sticker shock, price matters, right? So you have to be very mindful of that, especially in the changing times, and you have to adjust. And so I think what happened was, I think I hurt myself. We hurt ourselves when we started with Catch the Crazies, right? we will always do the campaigns and the shipping was always incorporated. That made it tight for us, right? Because sometimes you have to come out of pocket to fill the difference. What's up, Johnny boy?
Johnny.
Yay!
He's coming home.
Sammy's coming home. Yeah, I'm home. They let me back. And so I think,
yo, ho, ho,
yes!
Sam Martino.
What up, Mike? Where's the another crazy has arrived? Where's that? Where you at?
What that?
Another crazy has arrived.
Yes, the crazies.
Another crazy has arrived.
Yay!
That kid kills me. He kills me.
So I think, incorporating shipping this time because, everything's changed. The price of printing has changed. The shipping has changed. All that stuff has changed. So you had to incorporate that. So I think I am excited that this is a milestone, right? So the most we've done was like 58 backers with any of the campaigns we've done combined, Forbidden, Crazy Crazies. And the fact that we're trending past, we're at 83 now, it's that's a milestone. That's like, whoa, holy crap. That's amazing. So I think for me, it's always been about the backer count more so than the I've always said it, and you heard me say it on a lot of the podcasts. If 200 people came and 200 people just went and said, we want the digital bundle, that's 200 readers. I've always looked at it that way. So the fact that we got 83 readers, I'm excited. Thank you so much. But, the campaign has a lot to offer.
You got Michael frozen at the bottom over here.
Michael's frozen in the bottom.
Well, you still have his name over there. He's like, yo, you'll see it on your end.
Oh, yeah, just that. Now another hit Kickstarter with Wonder Duck.
Go ahead, Sam. So, what are we saying? Oh, damn,
yeah. So, I think what I learned from this is that the hustle, is the key. When you're an unknown, when you're an independent trying to build your brand, it's the hustle. I'm sponsored, George.
What's up?
No, reading his thing. So I think the hustle's the key.
He said he's a sponsor. That's why his name's got to go on there. He's a sponsor of the show. For those who don't know who Michael Sammartino is, he's got a book called Technogods. Check it out right now. Go to technogods.com. I expect that check in the mail, Mike. Thanks. You know what it is with just like in anything in life, right? I think that especially for independent creators, especially for people who are creative, this is our outlet, right? Creating is our outlet. And when you do a campaign, like a Kickstarter campaign, where you have to come out of your comfort zone, where you have to go out and reach out to people, and you have to do awesome frozen, and you have to do all these things, it's tough, man. And you got to find your lane. Like Sam, you're very good at promoting, right? That's your thing. You love to promote. You have no problem creating, you know, your visuals and popping them out every day. There may be a somebody who's doing a Kickstarter who doesn't have that ability. So you have to find your way to get your word out. Whatever it is, you got to do. Because what I've learned from all of these campaigns we've done so far, yes, there are tips that you can use. But nobody has the answer, dude. Like, I feel like everybody's trying to figure it out. Like, the crowdfund, and maybe somebody does have the answers, and they cost a lot of money to give you those answers. You know, you get a lot of those people say, hey, you want help with your campaign? But they're going to charge you money, right? So maybe somebody does have some kind of answer, because we were trying to figure out how the hell do you get a project we love or a campaign we love on Kickstarter.
What's up with that? That's preposterous, bro.
They say don't put a logo on your picture. Just put it up there. I've heard people say all you got to do is write a letter, send it in, and they'll put it in and they'll put the little sticker on your campaign. Nobody knows, bro. Like everybody's just figuring it out as you go along. And I think that's part of all of these campaigns. It's about figuring out what's going to work for you. Like you said, people say don't post every day. Well, the algorithms on all of these social networks are all messed up when you have no money to promote.
You have no money. So they're very different than they were 2 years ago.
Yes. So when you're posting, right, because you don't have the reach, or they don't throw your stuff out to different people, the same people are going to see it every day. Now, the same people that see it might say, yo, dude, I'm tired of seeing this duty character, bro. Like every freaking day I log on, it's a duty character. But those people have to understand that you're trying to break the algorithm. Yeah. You're trying to get beyond them and go to somebody else. And to do that, I mean, logic says there's a numbers game, right?
Yeah, you gotta confuse the system.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that makes sense to me. I don't know.
You know, my strategy with this campaign was, I was like, you know, I have 6 or 7 Instagram accounts, right? So I was like, I'm using all of those accounts' Instagram stories to promote the campaign, right? So that way you go, you're going to see that. You're like, oh, they just see that. That was, you know what I mean? So it's like, I got to find ways. Some posts I use hashtags, some posts I don't, to see the difference in response, right? What I learned is they say, you know, on Facebook, it says don't use hashtags because Facebook is not a hashtag system. When I don't use hashtags, there's no visibility. When I use hashtags, there's visibility, right? So they say on Instagram, don't use more than 3 hashtags anymore, right? So I tried that, the 3 hashtags, limited visibility. So I put a lot more hashtags, and they got more visibility. So I think there is, everyone's trying to figure out the game. I think you just got to do the math yourself. At the end of the day, you got to do math, and you got to say, hey, is this work? Does that work? It's trial and error, and it requires, and you have to get kidnapped by an alien ship. Yep.
No, Jonathan makes a good point. He says, you have to have fun and love it. Energy is contagious. That is very true. And you have to get kidnapped by an alien ship. You know, you do have to have fun. And I think that for some people, it's easier. For others, it's not. Like, you know, like it's like that introvert who doesn't feel comfortable in front of the camera. You're doing an interview. You just come across like you don't know what you're talking about, or you're scared, right? Yeah, that deer in headlights look. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe you turn people off because of that. But it's like there's no – it's crazy, man. It's like you did – how many podcasts you did?
30.
You're going on one tonight at 9 p.m. as a matter of fact.
Tonight. Hey, what's up? Veronica in the house.
Mero, I love you. How are you?
Yeah, tonight I'm a one. I'm on C. Michael Landing and
Stone Abdullah, my man.
Podcast tonight at 9 p.m. Conversations from Dispatch from Outside the Box.
Yes.
Dispatches from Outside the Box. There you go. So, you know, and that's the last hour of the campaign. So, but yeah, yeah, 30, it was burnout. It was tough because doing 30 podcasts plus doing the five shows a week on Cast the Craze, right? 5 days a week of podcasting on Cast the Craze, plus creating content, promoting the campaign, plus drawing, you know, creating all that stuff. It was tedious for 21 grueling days. If I had to do it another week, I'd be like, oh, hell no.
I will say that there were things, and there were things that you did different that we didn't do on other campaigns. There was a pre-launch page that was up for about a month or so before you actually launched it. Yeah. There was, there were shows. You did a lot of podcasts that we didn't do when we did the other shows. So there were things that were done differently. And there are tips, again, tips that help you get your numbers up. And some of them do work. Like, for example, the shows. I think the shows work. You didn't see the numbers live, right? I think they work.
Yeah, I think people, it introduced the product to viewers that might not have ever heard of, number one, Cast the Craze or Disneyland in My Toilet, right? So, or let alone, you know, the crazy man. Like, who's the crazy man? Doesn't he have a real name? Did his mother give him a real name? Yeah.
You used someone, right? To, what the hell? You used someone to,
yes, I used a bookie. I use a bookie to get me on the shows.
Yeah, big shout out. Big shout out to him.
Big shout out to Jeff. He really came through. I was like, look, because at that time I booked myself on 10. And I was like, you know what? I don't have the energy or the time to reach out to other podcasters. So because of a guest we had on who had the book Crit, was it Michael? What's his name? Crit.
Oh, Christopher Michael?
Christopher Michael. He recommended Jeff, so I hit up Jeff, and we worked it out, and I said, look, just double what I got, and he did actually more than that, so that was dope. And it was the podcast tour. Not only that, but two articles, you know, two interviews, online interviews. One just came out today, Heroic Studios Media, something like that. I put the link out. So, so two articles, 30 podcasts, and 112 graphics.
Okay, so here's the thing. Here's the thing, right? I think
well, George gives that. George gets an ulcer. He's like,
because people can argue, right? That 112, images was too much. People can argue that, right? However, you can't argue the fact that you were able to get more backers this time around than you did the last time around. Now, they may also argue, well, you weren't on shows last time around. You weren't promoting it months before the campaign came out. That's true too. I guess we'll never know. The bottom line is, all those things combined got you to this point. And it was still a struggle, bro. It was still a struggle. It wasn't like it was like boom, boom,
boom. Because even throughout the process, it was you know, we lost a couple of backers, you know. So it was, you never know where you're going to end up. And I said, you know, so I think for me was just keep riding the wave, keep, you know, promote every day. Don't get discouraged, because you're going to have days that go by and there's not one backer. And you're like, what? Holy crap. You know, go to the roof. It's like, goodbye, crew world. Right. You can't do that. Stay focused. Don't. I was telling George the story. Put it all in perspective for me was Leonardo DiCaprio, right? Because Forbidden was a really tough campaign for me. It was one of those campaigns where I was questioning everything. And so then I saw an interview with Leonardo, and he said that when he started out, he wasn't getting any roles. He was getting denied for all the roles. And then he had to self-reflect, and he realized, he said, you know what? At this point, I'm just going to say F it. You know, this doesn't define me. I'm not defined by a role. You know, I'm defined by how I see myself and my belief system. And I'm just going to just have fun. And whatever happens, happens. From that point on, everything changed, and he started getting all the roles. Right. Same thing. I think the premise it can be overwhelming, you know, when you don't have that and you're trying to build that foundation and you know you have a good product, right? You just need people to put eyes on it. I think that you're not defined by that. You know, I think you're defined by your work ethic, your how you view yourself and the grind that you put out. So I think, you know, stand tall on what you do, figure it out. There's no perfect science. Everyone thinks that they have the formula. You know, I went and I actually paid a consultant to give me feedback on how to design the page for Kickstarter. You know, the goal I said was to get, you know, Campaign We Love, all these other things. I did everything to the letter. Didn't get Campaign We Love. I believe my stuff was priced too high. There was a lot of things. So, but, you know, that's a learning for me, you know, so I'm not going to make that mistake down the road. So there's some things, you know, so I think you're going to make mistakes. I make mistakes and you got to learn along the way. But I tell you right now, I love this product. I love promoting this product. You know, I love Duty. And, you know, and I can't wait for people to read that first issue because I know that they'll fall in love with the character.
Yeah. To touch back on your story, you found what worked for you. My big bro knocked it out. Deuster's doing it. Right. Yeah, no, that's basically what it is. Also, just to touch back on your story about Leonardo, sometimes when we push too hard, mm-hmm. we tend to not put our best foot forward. Sometimes when you're trying to impress, what you're doing really is you're forcing it, and people can see how much you're forcing it rather than just being yourself, especially when you're doing something like acting, for example. I'm sure Leo was going in there. He just didn't look like he was comfortable doing what he was doing because he was just, I want it so bad. I don't want to mess up. And that's when you mess up. It's almost like when you go on these job interviews, the job you don't want is the one you get. Why? Because you go into that place and you're comfortable and you're relaxed and you are just being yourself. Where that job that you really want, you're tense. You know, you can see it in your face. You know, people can tell what's going on with you. Same thing with some of these campaigns. We want them so bad. We force. We push. We do things that we probably shouldn't be doing just to get the numbers or whatever it is. Now, listen, I'm not the type of person that says do whatever works for you. Like if it's working, do it. But the minute it stops working, stop doing that. Stop.
Yeah, you got to keep playing. Stop. You know, it's like if you look at all the three campaigns, every single one of them was approached differently. Mm-hmm. You know, Cast of Crazies, Forbidden, and Designated My Toilet. Everything was approached differently as far as how to market it, right? Because trying to figure out what's going to work for this specific, because nothing, there's none of it, it's a niche. None of it's a niche. None of it is what's trending out there right now, right? So it's in its own sandbox. So how do you promote this when everybody's doing this, right? And the only way to learn is by throwing stuff on the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah. If you're just joining us right now, we are talking about this, an Alien in My Toilet. It's the Kickstarter. It has two hours left. It's almost at the end. So for those who don't know, Sammy's going to put the link in the chat. If you haven't yet, but you're like, oh, shoot, that's right. Today's the last day. Hit the link and pledge to the campaign. It's live until about 9 o'clock New York time.
Yeah.
8 o'clock East Central Standard Time. So, but yeah, man, I mean, listen, we're all learning. I don't think we've ever said we were experts in all this stuff. As a matter of fact, before we even did any of these, and big shout outs to JD Calderon, who's an independent creator that we've known for a very long time. He's got a book called he's gonna kill me. Oswald Chronicles. Yes, Oswald Chronicles. And we sat down with him and the show, there's a show we did with him. It was like a four-parter where we talked to him about how he approaches Kickstarters, because he's been doing Kickstarters for a long time. And one of the things he did say was that make sure you're promoting this thing before it comes out. Make sure you're doing shows, because there will be that little lull, that little lag time in between. And at the time we were doing 30-day campaigns. So the second and third weeks were brutal, bro, because you come out first week, gangbusters. Last week, awesome. Yeah. It's those 2 weeks in the middle that are just killers. Same thing with a 21-day campaign.
Yeah.
First week, awesome. Last week, middle week, oof. It's like, yo, gotta hit them up. And it does mess with your head a little bit, man, but you gotta
stay it messes strong. You up. It's just, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, you know what? My approach was like, I believe in this campaign. I'm going to keep on creating, having fun, and, you know, keep pushing and show them the diversity of the character, and, you know, put Duty in a lot of different scenarios, do some live drawings, all these things, whatever, try to figure out how to gain more eyes. I figured out how to maneuver through Instagram Reels, where I'm getting, you know, 1,000 views on that, whatever, you know, so it's like trying to figure out the game. TikTok blocks me on everything. They don't show anything I do. They don't show any. I don't know why. I don't know what the hell's going on. But I still post it. I just boom, 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 boom. Because, you know, if there's an eye on it, that's an eye that it wasn't there before. Wow. So that's the way I look at it. If you can get an eye on something you're doing, get some attention on something you're doing, you know, without going out of character yourself. I think you just got to have fun. You know, I had fun with this campaign. It was exhausting. There was 4 days total throughout the 21 days that there was nothing happening. Where Forbidden, there was like 12 days total. What there was like 12, 14 days. It's like Forbidden
24 to 31.
Yeah, Forbidden was rough.
Well, so I have a question for our audience. When it comes to campaigns, Kickstarter campaigns, crowdfunding campaigns, whether it's Indiegogo or Kickstarters, do you guys prefer more or less tiers on the campaign? Are more tiers too much, where you're like kind of scrolling and you don't know what to pick from? Or do you like the fact that you have variety to pick from, and, you know, a la carte kind of things where you could pick this thing, add on this, add on that? What do you guys think? Do you think that there should be more, there should be less? Because that was also a question, right? Are you putting too much stuff on there? Is there too much stuff on the campaign?
Yeah, I think people are like, whoa, I didn't realize you had so much stuff. And I'm like, damn. that's not what you want to hear, right? You know, like, you know. So it was like, I think I was so excited for the launch of this campaign that I threw everything, including the kitchen sink, in there, right? I was like, yeah, right? And so where the second campaign is not going to be that way. It's going to be very, condensed. But I, you know, again, you learn, you know, it's like, yo, I'm going to throw this in there, and I'm going to throw that in there, and I'm going to give them this. And, you know, but yeah, some other things. One of the things I'm going to suggest to everybody is, when people come out and make recommendations, be very mindful of that too, because I had an educator said, hey, you know, can you create this bundle? You know, because I would love to pick it up. I created a bundle and never happened, right? You know, so I had multiple requests like that. So you go out of your way to create these things and then nothing happens. So be mindful of that. It's just like, look, this is what it is. You know, pick from the whatever is there, because that's time out of year that you don't get back, right? So those are things that you're gonna see happen again.
Really quick before you continue, Sam. PSA, little public service announcement, right? So we had a gentleman on the show called Grant Larkin.
Killed it.
Yeah,
killed it.
He has a book called Beowulf Number 3. You know, he made about $3,400, got 158 backers. I was one of those backers. Here's the PSA. His campaign just ended. Okay. Yep. When that campaign ends, that means your card's about to get charged, right? My card, because I canceled that card and I forgot to switch it out, got canceled. So I got a text, or I got something that said, hey, fix your payment on the Kickstarter for Grant Lankard so that it can go through. Make sure, PSA, make sure that you have the correct card on your Kickstarter, because it will not take the pledge. And then what happens is, on our side, or on the side of the creator, he can't collect that money. Now, Kickstarter is going to take about a week. They're going to give you a week.
It takes 14 days.
No, but they'll give you time to fix that. The longer it takes anybody who hasn't fixed that to fix it, it holds back everybody else from getting their perks, because now Sam doesn't have the money to send that stuff to the printer to get it done. So it happened to me just now, right now. I just got it, bro. I'm like, oh, I'm that dude. Don't be that person. Make sure you fix your payments. Now, Grant, I apologize, my man. It's fixed. You're good. I can't wait to read the book. But yeah, I just had to say that before we go on, because that
happens. My mindset, I'm all set. Collecting my funds. Now I got my alerts as you're all set.
Dude, I'm gonna say them good.
I'm just saying, Grant.
I did that on purpose so I could say this on the show live. That's
uh-huh. No, it happens. I mean, I can tell you right now. I think we're forbidden. I think there was like 600 in pledges that never even came through. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's you know, again, nothing. It ain't the party's not over until they come with the check, right? So until Kickstarter comes in 14 days after today, so 14 days from today, which is probably about the 23rd, is when I should have the funds in the bank. That's when the party's over. So I can't determine what it's going to look like. I'll know the first week, the first 7 days, because they give you as the backer 7 days to adjust, you get your finances in order. Yeah. And then after that, then they do their reconciling and then they take their percentages and they do the tax paperwork and all that other stuff. So it's 7 days to collect, 7 days to reconcile, and then the check is sent out. So it's 14 days after the campaign.
Yeah, because they got to take their cut, the fees are out, all that other stuff. Yeah. So yeah, no, it's true. What was Johnny saying? Johnny said something on here.
Absolutely more. It always allows fans to buy and find something they want that seems tailor-made for them.
Oh, so John likes more. John likes more options. So he's saying he wants more stuff so that he can pick and choose what he wants. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yep. All right. Yeah. There you go.
So I mean, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the did I have it in there? And take it out. Let's see. Oh, I'm going to play the animated trailer.
Oh, right.
And then we'll come right back.
That's the other thing. Videos. Do you guys like videos? Videos? No videos. What do you guys think? Do you need a video on your Kickstarter campaign? Do you even watch those things? Do you even go in there and do what you got to do? I wonder. I wonder, wonder, wonder.
Yeah, 63 people that came across the Kickstarter page only watched a video.
63?
Yeah.
Out of how many? Do you know how many
came? Hundreds.
It doesn't say?
It doesn't say, but there were hundreds. So 63 people from the traffic actually played the video. And 38% of it watched it to the end.
So they don't even watch that thing till the end.
Right. So I think for me, I won't be doing a video for the follow-ups because it doesn't warrant it for me. You know, I'll have a link to like YouTube videos.
Yeah.
That you can watch in the subpage. But other than that, I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah, because you see, I mean, you see it. We've seen some campaigns just have a still image and are making $10,000, $9,000. No problem.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, no, this is cool, though, man. You know what? I'm happy because, you know, a different goal, $2,000, over $2,000 at this point. You know, the backer count went up. You know what I mean? And there's still, listen, there's still stuff left over for the next campaign. If you guys didn't get a chance to pick up a plushie, or to pick up, you know, one of the action figures that Sam had on there, you know, don't worry, there'll be more. There's more time actually. You can still do that if you want on this one.
Yeah, and there's still 2.5 hours left.
Yeah, you have the campaign up, Sam? You want to post pull it up and
share the screen.
Go through that.
Share my screen with you.
Bang. Big shout out to those watching right now, who are in the chat. Thank you so much for coming on. All right, what you got there? So look at you. You got some stuff going on up there. What is that, Sam? You want to clear that up?
Stuff like them. That's
that's big yellow mark, man.
That's them saying that the app is going to be down tomorrow.
Oh,
you won't be able to access it first. So Kickstarter's website and apps will be down for scheduled maintenance in 1 day. Good Lord. Thank you. My campaign ends tonight because I would be like horrified. What do you mean? What's going on?
Oh, they'll be down. Oh, that's
terrible. Because they're getting ready for that conversion with that whole Bitcoin stuff.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Yeah. They're starting it up. They're starting it up. Anyway, so here we are, 83 backers, 2 hours left.
to.
There's the dudester.
Yeah, so it's ending tonight at 9 p.m. Central Time, which is 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
You know, we still got the Monster Pack, where, you know, it's a starter pack. You get the comic book, the trading cards, and the four monster stickers. That's pretty dope.
Who's that? Who's that one on top there, Sammy? What was that guy's name? Cholo?
That is Cholo.
That's Cholo, bro.
Chulu. I was like, yo, it's Chulu.
Cthulhu. Cthulhu, the Cholo.
It's probably the hardest thing to spell on earth. I mean, the person that sat there was probably smoking a joint, and he was like, we're going to put the C.
He's like, Cthulhu. He was sneezing.
Oh, hell no. That's horrible. I was like, what the hell? I was like, how do you pronounce that?
If you're a fan of the classic monsters, you got Frank and Duty,
Frankenberry.
You got Dracula. Who's that? You got the Mummy, Cthulhu Duty.
Yeah, and then you know you got the figures. You know, then you have the variant covers. You know,
Sammy went back to the circulars. Remember those things you used to get from freaking Macy's? That kid was ripping up coupons to get ideas for these images. Holy cow. Okay.
I went in. I was trying to throw everything at everybody. I was like,
looking through Kohl's. He's like, yo, Walmart, what they got over there right now?
Yeah, I was like, hold on. Let me find that. Where's that image? Hold on.
Where is that image? Oh, yeah. You got the coupon.
There it is.
You used to get with the newspapers on Sunday.
Yeah, open. There it is. Come on.
What do you got? Let me see. There it
is. Hold on. Bang.
Oh, look at you. Wow, what day is it? Is it Sunday? Yo, what time do the stores open?
It reminds me of, you know, when you, the Sunday papers and you get the toys. Toys R Us. I'm like, yo. Right
before you opened up the funnies.
Yo, I used to dream about the Toys R Us section in the papers, bro.
Is that a bow right here?
Yeah.
This kid got a bow. Okay. I like it.
What did you say, Johnny?
Cthulhu.
He said Cudwallo. Johnny came up with his own word. Then you had the covers. My favorite, which is the homage cover.
The tree stump.
Yeah, you know, but everybody's seen the preview pages. Mm-hmm. You know, again, remember, every book comes with four pages of activities. That's why I'm saying, if you're out there and you're listening to this, you're watching this, if you have kids, if you have neighbors who have kids, this is a great book for them because it's good for the family and there's activities in there to keep your kids occupied when you want to watch your novellas in the kitchen while you're cooking, right? So,
how many pages is this thing? Because the story itself is 23 pages of story. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, and four pages of art, of activities. And then I don't know. I haven't determined how far I'm going to go with this book. It might be 36. It might be 32. We'll see.
Yeah. So you're getting a thick book. So this thing is thick.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
So you know, then you got, you know, some of the Duty characters, his renditions, his
colors.
Yes. You know, I had fun putting him in a lot of. If you watch some of the live streams, I put Duty on a Tauntaun in Star Wars. I did a cover for issue number 2.
You got a little Moon Knight Duty right over your head in the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, well, this is the thing, you know, like Duty is the ultimate cosplayer, right? So he has a very active imagination. So when he gets into these altercations with other animals in the wild, sometimes he knocks out. Sometimes he wakes up in a world that's not this world and where he's bigger than life. And in some cases, he's a samurai, which is what you'll see in the next issue.
Issue 2.
That up. Yep.
Yeah, I can't wait for you guys to see the next, you know, again, I would love your feedback when you read issue 1 and I hope you come back for issue 2. So you know that then we have the guidebook and comic combo. It was a recommend and I added it in actually last night and somebody scooped it up this morning. So then you have the Indie Creators and Podcasters bundle, where you get a month free of promotion on Catch the Craze podcast. Plus, you get the book and the trading cards at a price that's a steal, because you're never going to see those prices again, especially for promotion on Catch the Craze. And then you have the comic book for kids bundle. This bundle, if you pick this up, 5 books will go directly to kids in need in hospitals. And for every one of these orders, I'll add a 6th book to it. So they'll get 6 books. And I want to say thank you, Arelis, who actually picked up this bundle. You know, that's, you know, 6 books are going to the kids' school. Actually, I'm going to send, because Arelis has been a big supporter of all our campaigns, I'm actually going to send 10 copies to the kids, because that was the only one. I thought there would be more people pledging there to send books to kids. So I'm actually going to send, I'm on a good 10 to go. So that'll be from me. Even though I already donated to the organization, I'm just going to do it again with the books. And then you have, you know, some great cool stuff. You got the trading card and book combo. You have the coloring book and comic combo. Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff. And then the educators bundle. Tough time to get into the schools now with everybody so hypersensitive about everything. So it's a lot of more red tape. But and then the Super Duty bundle, 2 people actually picked this up. And that, you get a whole lot of stuff. You get all the books, the coloring book, the guidebook, the training cards, 2 stickers, a button, and a commissioned sketch cover by me, which is dope. Then you get the Emperor's bundle. Now that one's legit. That one you get all the above, plus you get the 3 issues of Catch the Crazies, plus the Super Backer trading card from Catch the Crazies, plus you get the graphic novel for Forbidden, the Sin sticker, and 2 trading cards from Forbidden. That's an amazing bundle. Someone actually picked that up. Then you got an original page, actually the cover, for the guidebook. You know, that's an original framed piece of art, still up for grabs. And then you get the retail bundles. We had somebody pick up, one retailer pick up one of those bundles, so thank you. There's an ultra retail bundle. And then you have the standard, which is why I did a steal for everybody up on the top. And then you got the plush, the latex, the original art, and then the tons of add-ons, and then the stretch goals. So if we get to 100 backers, well, I already have an incentive. If we got to the 100 backers, everyone's going to get this print. I'm going to go back up. I'm going to go back to the oh, we got a backer, 84. Wow.
Yay!
Yeah, I didn't even see that. I was thinking that's a wheel.
It killed me.
Yeah, so let me see the final countdown. Not that one. Last 2 days on Hoth. 3 days left, some cool swag. Let's see, 4 days. Was it this one? No, that's not it. That's not the one I want. How do I hide that? All updates. There you go. I want to show you guys. Where is it? Mini print. Here it is. Bomb. So that print right there. So it's Duty chitting on a tree stump, and in the background, you have Alf, E.T., you have, what is it, Predator, Alien, Yoda, Marvin the Martian, Vader Zim, you got, you know, Buzz Lightyear, you have, what's his name, Kazoo, you know, you got the other one from Monsters and Aliens, and then, you know, and so this is basically, it's not something I'm selling, it's something I'm giving away to everybody if we get to one. See, Alf, if you know me, I'm a big fan of Alf, the series, and Alf ran for 102 episodes. So this was going to go to everybody if we got to 102 backers. You would get this physical print for the physical backers and the digital print for the digital backers. And I think it's a great, you know, I love this piece. It was my way of paying homage to the predecessors that came before Duty and being able to just give back. So we get to 102 backers, and everybody will get that print on top of it. So that's pretty dope. So yeah, so you know, without going, you've been to the campaign. There's a lot of good stuff. Again, if you have kids, this is great for kids. Even if you're, you know, right now, you have a blender on and you're throwing your protein shake and you're ready to go to the gym and work out, you're not too cool for Duty. You can actually read Duty and have fun and laugh, and then use it as an excuse to give it to your nephew, your cousin. Right. But you're going to laugh. If you like to laugh, you love to smile, you want to have fun, you like comedy, this is a good book for you. You like learning. If you want to, you know, this is a great gift. Somebody's birthday coming up, this is a great gift. You know, the Brisky family, they threw a big party for their son and bought 50 copies for all the kids that came to the party. So this is a way for you to give back.
Yeah, no, that's awesome, man. Yeah, the campaign's chock full of nuts. And chock
full of nuts is the heavenly.
Yes, you got coffee. A lot of stuff in there.
A lot of stuff.
But yeah, it's you know, final hours, guys. So don't miss out on this dope campaign.
Yeah.
There's an alien in my toilet. This is the first issue of 10. So this is issue number 1 of 10 issues
of this
particular story. So make sure you collect them all. Start with issue number 1.
Issue number 1.
Issue number 2 is going to come out, in June. The summer, right? June.
Yeah. So right after George. So right now, we're, you know, this campaign ends and we're trying to build up. Right now, there's 62 people who have signed up for Wonder Duck.
Yes.
We're trying to double that by the launch time. And, you know, the whole thing that we're trying to do, George and I are trying to do, they've seen us with the crazies, but it, in my opinion, crazy should have had a better reception. So what we're doing individually is building our individual brands, right? So George, he has a great product in Wonder Duck. I have a great product in Duty. Build that audience, you know, hopefully, you know, whatever we land on at the end of this campaign, hopefully that same number of people return for the second campaign. George, hopefully he breaks. I think he's going to break 100 backers. I feel it. I feel it. I have a running bet with him.
We'll see.
Yeah. I have a running bet. So, and then hopefully when those two groups are ready, we bring them together and introduce them to Cast the Crazies number 4. And that's the goal. Dress Duty up as a cosplayer for Forbidden.
The guards. I was texting with Mike yesterday. We were talking about the guards, bro. Guards, they were ready to get off the job. And then Sin wants to play hero. And goodbye. Goodbye, guards.
Sin was brutal.
Yo, Sam, do you have the little mini, the Wonder Duck thing with the Wonder Duck music? Do you have it on there set up?
Oh, yeah. I do have it.
Throw that on there for the audience.
This is if you have a glass of vodka or a joint, light it up right now. Here it goes. You need strobe lights. I feel like I need to wear bell bottoms.
Big shout out to Morgan Quaid. Big shout out to Morgan Quaid. He did this for me. I really, really appreciate it. He's got a Kickstarter called Shadow's Daughter. And part if you pledge to Shadow's Daughter, he would make a theme song for you. So I pledged to it. You know, I won. It was a contest. And he did this. So thank you, Morgan. I really appreciate it. It's too smooth for you, Sam.
It was.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Wonder Duck. Anyway, yeah, no, for those who don't know, Wonder Duck is my independent created story that is going to be on Kickstarter in May. May the 4th be with you. We'll be live on Kickstarter. And right now the launch page is up, pre-launch page. So sign up so that you're notified when the campaign goes live. If you've already signed up, make sure you hit me up over here. You see that right there, The Adventures of Wonder Duck? Make sure you hit me up there. Let me know what your email address is because I want to send you guys a PDF of Wonder Duck. It's an exclusive PDF. It's not going to be part of the campaign. This is going just for those people who signed up prior to the campaign. If you do pledge once the campaign goes live, All the physical backers will get a physical copy of the 8x10 print that I will send you in an email. I will be showing you guys what that print is next month, or in a couple of weeks. I'll be showing it on the show here. I was just waiting for Duty to end. Right now the spotlight is on Duty, and I want to keep it there. But if you guys have signed up for Wonder Duck, let me know you have, so I can send you that that PDF. But yeah, that's what we're doing with Wonder Duck.
You know, we talked about what is it, guys? Which was the book to entertain the kids?
There's an alien in my toilet.
The link is in the chat. I can put it in there.
Why do we look confused?
Kids? There's an alien in my toilet, Duty. Yes. The campaign that we were showing on the screen. I just put the link in the chat. And basically all the issues have 4 pages of activities. It has puzzles, trivia, critical thinking questions for the kids. There's also a coloring book option. So there's a lot of things that you can see on the campaign page. And for that, anybody who doesn't know what Cast of Crazies are, when we came back to comics, we launched Cast of Crazies. I just want to remind you guys and play that trailer for you. I forgot about that. And the theme song is the best. Hold on. Here we go.
Make a deal to make their show number one. They'll need the help of something supernatural. Be careful what you wish for, lest it come true. Catch the Crazies.
You don't get goosebumps when you hear that.
Oh, I still like Wonder Duck's better. You see what you did though? You went all the way to the archive. Oh wait, no. I gotta find
you. No, I wanted to show it because when I mentioned it there before you talking about Wonder Duck, when I mentioned Cast of Crazies, like maybe people don't know what that is. So I was like, that's Cast of Crazies.
We have fun doing Cast of Crazies. We had a lot of fun.
I'm telling you, issue 4 is gonna be fire.
Yeah, the first 3 issues are out right now. Actually, you can get them online. You can go to the website.
Get it on the website, yes.
And get the first 3 issues right now. What did Mike say? We got a duck.
Yeah, you're gonna get a pecking duck. Pecking duck.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a PF Chang's. I'm gonna give you a little gift receipt to PF Chang's.
Yeah, we're gonna say, hey, Mike, there, duck.
last time I was at PF Chang's, bro, I must have had the wrong thing. I got some really bad freaking stomach aches, bro.
What did you get? Mongolian beef?
I have no idea what the hell I got. It was just it hit me hard. Dude, we're having fun, man. We're having fun with the characters. You know, people may think, yo, man, what, these guys only do freaking kiddie books? Well, no, I mean, we like to I don't know, I guess introduce the younger generation to comics.
Yes.
Because if there aren't any kids reading comics today, guys, guess what? There won't be anybody reading comics 20 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now. So you want kids to read comic books today, and what better way to do it than to do comic books for kids?
And I'm a man child, so.
That's what we're doing. Yeah, bro. Listen, man, I remember being a kid with my cousins, and Beto knows this. We used to go out and we used to play outside, man. We used to play outside, and on Saturday mornings, we used to watch cartoons. And when we came home from school in the afternoon, we'd watch cartoons.
Yeah.
And then I got into comics and I started reading comic books. And that's why Marvel and DC are so popular right now. That's why the Batman gets so much money. That's why Spider-Man makes so much money. Damn, that went dark, real. I'll be like, oh, I'm going to get a pet duck.
Well, that's what you meant. Specific. We don't know what you mean because you have a warped sense of humor, you sadistic beast.
Mike is acting like he was all innocent. He know what he was doing.
He know what he was doing.
He set us up.
He's that kid. Like, hit him. And then he disappears in the crowd.
Yo, he was I didn't say that. Spitballs from across the room.
Yeah. Like yeah, exactly.
That was it.
Walks down the hall, pulls the girl's ponytail, and walks the other way.
It's over there. Yeah, hell yeah. That's Mike.
Nice all guy. The way.
But yeah, nah, man. So I think it's important that kids have something to read.
Yes.
I listen, I know video games have taken over. I know every kid has a phone and they just want to be on their phone, whether it's YouTube, you know, watching Plinky or whatever the hell the guy's name is. But dude, reading is fundamental, man. Like, hate to sound, Yeah. What did you say? Hit him up.
He said, hit him. you know, remember that?
What?
KIDS Kids Incorporated. We're gonna have fun. You don't remember Kids Incorporated, George?
No, I don't. I don't think I spoke English when that show came out.
Oh man, that was the bomb.
I was still in Ecuador. I was still in Ecuador playing with rocks.
So were you? They had El Chapo, didn't it? You were watching that?
El Chapo.
El Chapo. What is
it? El Chapo. Chapo. El Chapo is a drug dealer, bro.
Same difference.
El Chapo. Granted, they're both from Mexico.
Grant, what up, Grant?
Grant, listen, man.
Yeah, you're coming to collect, aren't you?
Grant, my money's good now. My money's good, Grant. My money's good. I had a little mix-up. Some stuff what happened was
he's right there. Know, he's right there.
What happened was, the way my bank account is set up.
You know, explain to him, George.
Hey, yo, I already explained. Listen, Grant, rewind this and you'll find out what happened. Anyway, yes. Jesus Christ, it got hot real quick.
That's Kickstarter's job. That's Larry. He's like, yeah, he came to collect. He got two goons at the door.
He's like, yo, where you guys at? Yeah, they do a good job. They do a good job collecting.
That's awesome.
But yeah, man. No, so yeah. So we do definitely do have a lot of younger readers titles, and we're and there's more.
There's more. There's a whole lot. You know,
so much more. There is a lot more. It's important. I think it's important to.
Yeah, I think I think the disparity is overwhelming because there's a big majority of the adult content stuff and there's just not enough out there of, you know, to try to, you know, spark the creativity of the youngins. So for me, I just love creating all ages books. I have the most fun doing it. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your support as well.
Awesome, man.
You know, so I just think everybody has their lane. We're in our lane. And we like having fun creating what we create, you know, and not everything we create is that way. I mean, ARG is for 12 and up, you know, it's for mature, you know, young readers. It's like the Harry Potter group, you know, the Forbidden. It's more adult. You know, there's a lot of violence.
There's going to be, I mean, we like comics, so we're going to write about all kinds of things, but we should continue this conversation in the 8 o'clock hour.
So with that said, ladies and dreams, thank you all for joining us. Thank you, Veronica. Thank you, Michael San Martino, Grant Lankford, Johnny Boy, ASAP Imagination. Thank you all for joining us tonight. Join us in 5 minutes because we're going to be on with another guest and promoting his Kickstarter campaign. So where's that stuff here? Get that over here. Where is that stuff? With that said, I'm Sam the Crazy Man Bear.
George the Dreamer Medina. Peace.
We out.
Crazy.
No, I was talking about my friend Laquise. I met him.
Say my name. Say my name.
This is what you were thinking?
He described me. He said, I'm the idiot.
You're listening to Catch the Craze. You are listening to Catch the Craze.
You're listening to Catch the Craze.